The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekle, says the economy has recorded 6.7% growth in the first quarter of the year, despite challenges of power supply. He said the outlook of the economy is good due to the policies government has put in place. Mr. Tekle, who stated this on Behind the News, urged Ghanaians to remain resolute. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
The fundamentals of our economy are strong, but we do have some challenges. Notable at this point in time is wage bill that has increased, which has resulted in an imbalance in the budget and which we said we want to realign. The fact that you have difficulties and you want to take corrective action does not mean that you have lost hope or nothing can be done.
But then the question that many would ask, you said there are challenges though. Is there any problem with the economy at all?
We were quite explicit in presenting the 2013 budget. We itemized about 7 items which accounted for the excess and the deficit of 12%. So we were quite open with this, and these are the ones that we are tackling. So we never said that the economy did not have a problem. Mm. We identified the problems and we are tackling them. Yes, we are satisfied with the performance as far as the growth is concerned, despite the challenges that industry has been having. And I heard, the president of the ACI this morning, I believe on your video, you mentioned the challenges that industry has been having as a result of the power crisis last year. That is being coming to an end with the Nigerian gas coming on stream, hopefully, with our own gas plants. And so that's why this challenge is to have performed in the first quarter 6.7% on a GDP base that has doubled in the last 4 years. I would say it's something which Ghanaians as a whole must be proud of. That is not to say that we do not have challenges in other sectors. As I said, we would always have challenges in managing the economy. But I think that so far, as far as the penetration rates are concerned, we are watching particularly the inflation trend, but we are also satisfied with where we are with.
Mr. Tekle denied media reports that the communication service tax has been withdrawn from Parliament.
To recollect that my, as is the practice in Parliament, the Speaker uses his judgment to ask the committee that deals with the issue to look at it again. And that is what is being done. And I believe that we revisit it. It is not a new tax. We all know that the communication service tax was imposed in 2008 and it still serves the purpose for which it was imposed. So the misrepresentation that it is a new tax is erroneous. The tax was imposed, an excise duty, as opposed to a value-added tax type tax. The communication service tax was not designed as, in fact, it was designed as an environmental tax, as if it were an excise. This point was made clear in the 2007 budget. However, in crafting the law, there was a problem in dealing with incoming calls from international sources and also the connection between domestic telecom companies. As a result of levy was imposed in lieu when the Telecoms Act was done. What we sought to do is state explicitly that the tax as designed was an excise tax, and therefore we want to declare that it is an excise tax so that the litigation during the course that's ongoing will be clearer. As a result of this, we therefore went to Parliament to clarify. It did not take account of the Telecoms Act, and that is why the Speaker asked that the two laws, the Communication Service Act and the Telecommunications Act, should be reconciled, so that a report is resubmitted to the House. But we are not imposing a new tax, and it was not meant to be one of the levies that was imposed by the import levy.
Minister of Finance, Seth Tekle.
The Executive Director of Center for Policy Analysis, SEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, has cautioned government against the growing wage bill. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Abbey said the huge huge government wage bill has the tendency of throwing the economy out of gear if care is not taken. He spoke to Agatha Samoah.
Luckily for Ghana, we don't have to digest on austerity as the way to bring the deficit down. We have a direct problem that we must face. This is the energy problem. And I think whatever it takes to make sure that we are able to improve the reliability and the adequacy of electric power is the most important thing. If the deficit has to rise because we are solving this problem, it's worth the sacrifice. So that is my first thing. The second thing is this. Whatever we do, these tax proposal will not really make it up if we do not tackle some of the weaknesses in expenditure management. And what I read today in the graphic about price the window is just not acceptable. We've reached a point where we've given too many explanations for something which seems to be outside of our control. And I think we should leave everything aside, go into, we said we're going to do a payroll audit. I'm glad about what the minister just said, and I think that this is something for our total public education. And if there's nothing that has gone wrong, I'm saying that if I look at the data that the graphic published, it means that you're looking at a public sector window of more than 8.6 billion, which is something like 9.3-9.4% of total national income. This is something that, if that is the case, then I'm saying to the minister that it brings the budget deficit, even if we got all the tax proposals in place, the budget deficit for 2013 is threatened to be more like 11%, not 9%. And this is something that we must brace ourselves for.
Executive Director for Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey, talking to Agatha Samwa.